Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everybody, or happy holidays, whatever it is you believe in and celebrate. So it was kind of late last night, and I just finished watching all the basketball games. So I say, you know what? Why don't I just get another movie in right quick for the weekend to get you guys set off? And yeah, this was a new one that just dropped. It's a Netflix original, stars George Clooney, but he also directed and was one of the producers on it as well. So it's called The Midnight Sky, and it's listed as a sci-fi drama. And I haven't done too many sci-fi movie reviews. In fact, I haven't watched that many good sci-fi movies in a while. Not that I don't watch science fiction movies. I just haven't had one to review recently. And while primarily I do mostly low-budget stuff, you know, streaming and all that kind of stuff, with the current movie situation climate with the theaters closed and all that stuff, no new movies being released there. This one is pretty hefty, actually, with a hefty budget as far as looks like it was like $100 million was the budget of this one. So this one's pretty big. And it's a Netflix original, so I kind of got high hopes for this one. And they've been putting out some pretty good quality recently. So, so what is this one about? This science station in the Arctic is evacuating everyone due to some sort of emergency. Augustine, Clooney's character, he's a lone scientist that decides to stay behind. He is sick, and we get this impression he really doesn't have any reason to leave the place. So, let's see. So later we find out how serious the situation is, why everybody had to evacuate, and appears to be some sort of extinction level event going on. And he's doing some research, and he finds out one of the deep space exploration crews is still active, and they're actually on their way back. And of course they have no way of knowing what's going on down here because they've been out, you know, deep. And we also, you know, switch to the current status of that space crew and what they're doing and what they're up to. And so we kind of split between those two. And at some point we get back to Augustine, and he finds out he's actually not alone on the station. There was a little girl that was actually left behind. Now, he wants to warn that crew about the conditions on Earth before they return, but his antenna is too weak where he's located. So he locates this other space station that's more space station, this other science station that's more powerful, and they have a better antenna. And he says, he decides to traverse the Arctic landscape to try and communicate with that crew. And that's pretty much the best place to stop. From there, we watch the journey with him and the little girl to the other science station. We watch the journey with the crew, and we get a few more flashbacks thrown in, which I didn't get into because I want to stay spoiler-free. And what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 53% on the Rotten scale, so they were quite mixed on this one. However, the audience, they were not mixed up. They came in at a 28% on the Rotten scale. So, yeah, what did I think about it? Well, let's start with the positives. And you guys know I like to talk about the basics, and there's really no need to get into any of that because everything is top-notch here. These are theater-level release visuals right here. The acting, everything. It's not blockbuster by any means or anything like that, but I could easily see this on a release schedule in one of the slow months during the year, during the movie theater year. I could easily see this out there somewhere. But Clooney, he's in his bag in this one. Clooney did a really good job. Think Castaway type performance, because outside of the little girl, he pretty much is acting by himself for most of the movie. And my mom informed me about this one back in the day, the other day, that Clooney got like really into this role, and he got sick, and he had, with all the weight gain and stuff he went through, and I don't know if it was worth all of that, but it was really an excellent performance that he gave here. And the story is solid for the most part. It plays out pretty much how you would think. It really excels in the drama elements here, but the space parts, that's where my negatives are going to start. Now, as good as it looks, you won't get anything new or inventive here. Been there, done that, and better in other movies. I also thought I would get more space science stuff, which is why I like science fiction stuff. I like to get, you know, that kind of part of it. Even if I don't understand it, I like to hear them explain stuff. And I found that part of the movie really lacking. In fact, the whole space crew part was pretty dry outside of, like I said, those amazing visuals. I don't think they spent enough time in development with that part of the story, and it wasn't enough there to really make me get into their situation and what they had going on. I also found myself rolling my eyes a couple of times, meaning there were some things that just weren't logical. I get the one part, which, like I said, spoiler free, it added some drama and some danger to Clooney's travel. And then there was this twist, which on the one hand, I was glad it was there because I was questioning Clooney's travels and that idea altogether for obvious reasons, spoiler free. And then the super obvious direction of that twist, which was designed to kind of tug at your heartstrings. But for me, I kind of wish they went another direction. That twist and ending has been done way too many times. I can't really give you an example because it would totally spoil it for you. And I don't want to, yeah, I don't want you to go into this with any idea what's going on. Just, you know, just watch it. See what you think. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And, yes, I'm going to say yes, but only slightly. I'm going to give this one a 61% on a Rotten scale to stay consistent. The movie looks great, and there are really a lot of nice things about this one. A lot of things to like. The cast is excellent. Whoever that little girl was, and I'm super hard on child actors if you didn't know. She was really good. I'm pretty much recommending this off of Clooney's performance, the visuals, and the drama elements. The sci-fi parts are where they kind of let you down. The space parts are really kind of boring with no real weight to it. And there was just an overall lack of focus to some of the plot threads and the characters. So Clooney kind of dropped the ball with that part of the story. Overall, though, I think it's worth a watch. And it's just crazy how, you know, these extinction-level event movies used to be like these dates that were like super far off in the future and all this stuff. And now when you look at these movies and current situations and things, it just doesn't seem all that far away anymore. And that's kind of crazy, scary at the same time. Yeah. But yeah, check this one out. This one's not bad at all. Let me know what you think about it if you decide to watch it. Because with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production. Mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence for now, because that name is going to be changing soon. As I alluded to in the last episode, I'm going to change the format a little bit, update, get some better quality stuff going on, and thinking about adding a visual component to this. As a companion, I'm still going to have the podcast, but I'm thinking about maybe, and we'll see how it works out. I'll keep you guys updated, but I might try the YouTube thing and see how that works out, but we will see. Or maybe I'll just do it directly on Facebook. Now you have the options. But anyway, now I'm just rambling on. Of course, right now, like I said, it's on Facebook. Check me out on Podbean, Google, Spotify. I'm on most of the streaming platforms. But yeah, anyway, I hope you guys, again, had a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. And if I do have time, which I probably should, depending on the sports schedule, which is going to drive everything right now, I should be able to get another one done for you. But I will, yeah, I'll let you guys know. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.